We're very glad to welcome you all here to Moore College. Thank you for coming out in the rain. We praise God for the rain, and we expect that many more will be arriving still as they travel in the rain. My name is Chase Kuhn. I am a lecturer here at Moore College, and I'm very glad to welcome you here today to what is the 10th anniversary celebration of the Priscilla and Aquila Conference. And we're very glad to be celebrating that today, and we'll have more on that in a few minutes. Just a few basics as we begin. If anybody needs the toilets while you're here, the men's room is just out these doors. The women's room is just behind this wall that you can get to out either of these doors here. I feel like I'm on an airplane telling you the closest exits. And later on this morning, we'll have morning tea and a book stall over in the Knox Center, which is just to your right, my left. And I'll explain more about that in a bit later. If you would like Wi-Fi today, you can join on the guest services that we have. And the password is on the board here. It's chimpanzee, something very theological. And that's the password for today. So please do join in. And we have one specific announcement that I need to make in light of the recent virus outbreak. And so if you listen with me, please, just for a moment. Here at Moore College, we have been monitoring the situation very carefully, and we will continue to do so. We've been following the advice of the federal government and the New South Wales Department of Health on the matter. And as this is one of the first public events that we've had at the college this year, we thought we should just inform you of the steps that we've taken and the requests that we are making of all students and anyone else who actually attends the college for these sorts of events in the midst of this virus outbreak. So here's the notice that we've published. The current advice of the New South Wales Health on the impact of the virus is that the risk of infection is deemed to be low. It's low right now. We ask that you would exercise due care and take sensible precautions like covering coughs and sneezes, especially in your elbows, washing your hands thoroughly as often as you need to. Specifically, we request that, first of all, if you have traveled to mainland China or Hong Kong recently, please don't come to the college until 14 days after departing mainland China or Hong Kong. Second, if you've had close contact with people who have traveled to mainland China or Hong Kong, please don't come to college until 14 days after your last contact with those people. And what we mean by close contact is defined as living in the same household, 15 minutes face-to-face contact in any setting, or sharing a closed space with the person for more than 2 hours. And if you are unwell, finally, if you're unwell, please seek medical attention immediately, and please don't come to college until you're given clearance by a doctor. Unwell includes having a fever or respiratory symptoms such as cough, shortness of breath, runny nose, or sneezing. Now, in the midst of all of those announcements, we want to say that it's very important that we are not alarmist with these things, and especially that we don't make those that have traveled in months past to China or anything feel unwelcome or unloved in any way. There have sadly been some reports of entirely unacceptable behavior in the media over the past couple of days, and we don't want any way to see people treated as such. Our concern is and must be for the welfare of our friends who are caught up in the middle of this. And of paramount importance is the safety of every student, member of staff, and visitor to the college like yourselves. So before we proceed, it's appropriate that we pray for these things, and I'll ask you to do that with me now. Father, we know that you are the Lord of all things, and as this virus is breaking out around the world, especially in Wuhan, China, we pray, Lord, that you would bring a good solution to stop the spread of infection, to find good medical solutions for treatment. We pray for those that are currently sick and unwell that you would bring healing, that you would give wisdom to doctors, and we pray for all of us that we would remember to be prayerful to you, to entrust all of these concerns with so many others to you, the one who can answer every need that we have. And so we commit them to you today and pray for health and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, a very warm welcome to you all to Moore College, to the Priscilla and Aquila Conference. As I said, this is our 10th anniversary year of running this conference, and I thought I should tell you briefly about what the Priscilla and Aquila Center is, for those of you that may be unaware. The Priscilla and Aquila Center focuses on benefiting women and their ministries, but it intentionally avoids considering women and the ministries of women in isolation from men and the ministries of men. It's a center for the encouragement of the ministries of women in partnership with men. And one of the values of Moore College is gender complementarity. And the P&A Center assumes that position and seeks creative ways to encourage the application of that value. And this conference in particular is filled with wonderful interviews, talks, and seminars that work to that end. We want to see men and women working together well in gender complementarity for the sake of the gospel. So today, we are delighted that you are here. And in a moment, we are going to pray for the Lord's blessing on our time together. But before that, I do want to tell you that I think it's worth noting, if I'm not mistaken, today is the 232nd anniversary of the first gospel sermon preached in Australia. The history of the early arrival of English settlers, of course, is difficult. But one thing that we can rejoice in is the proclamation of Jesus Christ in this land. And the text for that sermon was from Psalm 116, verse 12. I'm going to read 13 as well, and that will lead us into a time of prayer. But listen to these verses. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I think in that spirit, would you please pray with me? Father, what can we give to you? What shall we render to you for all of your benefits that you've shown to us? Lord, we praise you for the salvation that's come to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this land, which is your land. We thank you for the privilege it is for us to be here and live here. And we thank you for the Gadigal people that have been the custodians of this land for so long in history. And we pray, Lord, for the pain that they and other indigenous peoples have faced through the settlement here. We pray for real reconciliation to happen, and we pray for reconciliation especially to happen through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that cup of salvation which we raise today, the cup of salvation that brings peace among peoples, that brings peace amongst men and women, that helps us to find our right identity as men and women, as image bearers of you. And we pray today, Lord, that you would bless us as we think hard, as we listen to your word, and as we seek understanding and wisdom for how we might live together as men and women in gospel partnership. Please, Lord, would you strengthen us today? Would you help us to honor the Lord Jesus in all that we think and say and do. And for everyone that's contributing today, Lord, would you give wisdom and strength, and would you help them to faithfully present truth to us according to your word? We ask this for the sake of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our first interview that we're going to have this morning is with Susanna Baldwin. Susanna Baldwin is a graduate of Moore College, and a student that I really enjoyed having. She gives excellent talks. I've really appreciated her writing, which has great clarity. Susanna is a great demonstration of some of the ministries that we like to encourage women and others in beyond traditional parochial ministry. So Susanna is a gifted writer, but she's also heading out to be a translator with Wycliffe Bible Translation, and she's going to be heading to Ethiopia soon. She is being commissioned by her church later on this month. But in the meantime, what she's been working on is a book in comfort, which will be coming out in time with Matthias Media. And Susanna, I'd love for you to come and tell us a little bit about that right now. Thank you.